Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Centralia basketball with boys head coach Cole Aldifer, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, you get the first victory of the season on Tuesday night at Onega, 42-28. Just had to probably feel nice to get that first victory under your belt this season.
Yeah, it did. The guys are playing well on the defensive side of things, and we're still struggling to put the ball in the hole, but getting that first one is big for us.
You mentioned offense struggling a little bit. Obviously, the opponents haven't helped. Hanover's the number one team in 1A-D2. Nemaha Central is undefeated and ranked inside the top five in Class 2A this week, so the competition's been very tough. The Buffaloes, no slouch themselves, but it seemed like Trenton Talley was maybe that guy for you last night that kind of stepped up, made some big-time shots for you.
Yeah, he did. He was 6-9 from the floor and had a couple threes, and we needed that. We had a big third quarter, and initially in the first quarter, both groups, Onega and Centralia, both struggled to score, and it was almost comical for a while because we would miss a layup and they would miss an open shot, and we'd come down and miss an open shot. So guys were taking good shots. I think there's only two or three bad shots, that we had taken all night, and they just weren't falling. It didn't matter whether it was a three-point shot, a 15-footer, or point-blank at the bucket. But Trenton stepped up in a big way offensively.
Buffaloes, again, a solid team. You hold them to under 30 points. 28 is the mark there, so it seems like defensively as a team, it was probably the best game, at least performance-wise, through the first three.
It was for us. Marshall Tankin's a kid that is constantly getting matched up on the other team's best player, best guard, and he kind of strives for that. And we want him to play defense first and let his offense come, and he's done a great job with that. But collectively as a group, it didn't matter, as far as the five starters or whoever we brought off the bench, as far as mistakes go on the defensive side of things, rotation wise, we were right where we need to be, and there was only a handful of those, and collectively, we talk about our defense fitting together as a puzzle, and if one piece doesn't fit just right, we give up layups. I thought we fit together well last night.
Final game before the holiday break on Friday. You get Washington County. They're coming off their first win of the year. They've had a little bit of time. They played last week, defeated Wakefield by 10, but they're 1-2. What's the early scouting report, or how much do you know about Washington County, and ultimately what do you want to see from your team heading into the holiday break?
Washington's, I think they're undersized a little bit from what they have been in the past, but they've got some athletic kids, and it looks like they want to shoot the three a little bit, so... Coach Smith will have them geared up and ready to go for us. Like you said, they've had a week off, preparing a little bit. But as far as we're concerned, we want to continue to hang our hat on the defensive end and get stops and get transition points and do the little things that we have to do to come out with a win. But more importantly, offensively, we got to continue to take good shots and which we are. And they'll go in eventually, and hopefully that starts Friday.
Centralia boys basketball coach Cole Aldifer joining us here. Locker room chat presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Centralia hosting Washington County on Friday to wrap up the 2021 portion of the season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Congrats on the win on Tuesday night. Good luck against Washington County, and we'll talk to you again after the holiday break.
Sounds good, Brandon. You have a good break as well.